What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 34 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So, if you follow the Facebook page, you will have known that as of a few weeks ago, my good friend and business partner, Robert Witt, passed away. And it was, to say it was a shock is an understatement. You know, Robert meant a lot to a lot of different people in the community, not only in the Tucson area, but also in the Phoenix area. And a lot of those people sent out a very large amount of support through text messages, phone calls, you know, whatever. I mean, even in-person stuff, because there was events going on that we were all seeing each other. And, you know, so that probably helped me a little bit more than I realized in handling that terrible news, you know. And I tend to use humor in a lot of stuff. Like, I kind of, you know, laugh at things. But, like, it was a total shock, you know, and it's like, I'm not very good at handling that type of stuff. So, you know, my processing of it was not very skillful, but, anyways, so yeah, if you don't follow the Facebook page, that's kind of, what's going on, from the Tucson Pinball side of things. There's still things that have to go on. And, you know, even though it's still kind of fresh, I'm going to speak kind of matter-of-factly about things, but I just kind of wanted to lay it out there that this was pretty heavy for me and for us. And the community not only reached out to me, obviously, but to his family, because they were all active participants, and his wife and son are hopefully still going to participate. They said that they will, you know, make the events that they can, and we're trying to encourage that, just to try to help in whatever way we can. So, but anyways, there is an update as to how things are going to be handled so far, or from here on out, with Tucson Pinball. So I spoke with, to say, let me back this up. So I'm about to say something that I find extremely pretentious, but it's also good advice. I spoke with my CPA about how to handle assets and whatnot, because there's tax implications more than likely about if you go about handling it certain ways. And I was advised that if I purchased his portion, that his wife would not have to worry about any sales tax type of things. And there's probably other different categories of taxes that we'll deal with in April. But it would be easier and less paperwork to do that, as opposed to just selling his games and, you know, whatever. So I made an arrangement, and I purchased the his portion of the business, and that included the games, minus three. So everything that was there is going to stay there, aside from these three games. So Bride of Pinbot is going to go home, Evel Knievel, and Star Trek 25th. Those three games are ones that they requested, and that's more than fine with me, because I know that those games have unique values to them, just based on memories and things like that, because Bride was something that was purchased for his wife, and then Evel Knievel is a restoration that was done very well by both Robert and James, and that won an award at ZapCon for Best Restoration. And so I can understand that. And then as well, to a slightly lesser extent, the Star Trek game was also done as kind of a restoration project by the two of them. So those three are going to go live with them, and, you know, hopefully keep that side of things in memory. So there's a little bit of movement that went on as well. I now have four machines in my garage. And my wife thought that was kind of amusing. She said, well, I guess you're not parking in there for a while now, are you? And that's probably true. So so let's see. What are the four games? So I've got a High Speed, a Circus, which is a Gottlieb 1980 super wide body. It's insane how wide this thing is. Silver Ball Mania, and Laser Ball. So High Speed is actually done and ready to go out. I'm hoping to do that this weekend. We'll see if plans will allow for that, but we'll see. Circus was going to be my next project that I tackled, and I got started on that. It wouldn't boot. Only the GI would come on. Checked all my voltages. There's no indicator light like the Bally's of the era. You know, it blinks. If it blinks seven times, it's going to turn on. If it blinks four times, well, check that error, you know, or check that step because that's where your error is. No such love from Gottlieb. And so there's a lot of poking and prodding with a multimeter. And I found a chip that was bad. And so I replaced that chip. And the next time I powered it up, I got displays. It didn't fully boot. The displays are kind of acting goofy. So that's my next hurdle to go over with that one. But I don't want to say I'm excited to have that one up and running because I've actually never played it. I'm kind of eager to have it up and running because I've never played it. And it's a really wide machine. Think of Genie and then just go just a little bit wider. So let's see. Silverball Mania, that actually turned into kind of a parts machine because he had two of them. He had one out on route, and then he had a couple other classic Bally's that some of the boards were not cooperating fully. And so it's missing, what's it missing? I think it's missing the MPU, so the brains. I know the rectifier board was either taken out to compare or was used to fix Dolly at some point, but there's boards that are here. I have to fix them or troubleshoot them, but that one might be a little bit more of an electronics project. And Laserball actually is a woodworking project because that game was moved. We had an event at Dragoon, which is a local brewery, the largest brewer in Tucson, as far as I think. And so they had an event over there, and we brought eight machines over there, which was quite an effort. And on the way back, Laserball was shipped with the head up on legs in a trailer with three other games. And Robert was convinced that he went over a speed bump a little too hard, and the head came crashing down, and it looks like it folded with a hinge, but there's no hinge on that game. But it came crashing down the way it did because the head was made of crap wood and MDF, and it was already not super sturdy. But surprisingly, the glass did not break. It got a little rub wear where one of the edges of something was rubbing up against it. But I haven't even lifted the head yet. It still sits as it laid. And but I poked in at a few corners, and I could see that the glass was still intact and everything. There's a few wires that came off down by the transformer because that's in the head. But that's not the end of the world. So yeah, this is going to turn into more of a woodworking project, which is fine because Dad and I have access to woodworking tools, and we can rebuild it. We can make it better, and you better believe I'm going to make it better. It's not going to be made out of MDF and crap chipboard. It's going to be all nice plywood with good joints, and the four bolts that hold that thing down, those are going to be anchoring a very sturdy head after we're done with it. Actually kind of excited to have that one going again, because that's a quirky game. You know, it's not got the most action, but it's definitely a unique layout. And what's also interesting is one of our very regulars, Derek Jordan, he's got a laser ball in his garage. So he hasn't had much time. Well, it's probably not in his garage anymore. I think it's in his shop. But anyways, I don't think he's got that one up and running. But so we've got two broken laser balls. And when we get them both up and running, I have two high speeds and I have two silver ball manias. So match play heads-up tournament, or however they call them. I was watching that going, wow, that's really cool. You've got three sets of games, and you're doing these event-based challenges, and it's a timed thing, and that's kind of a cool spin on things. Man, too bad we don't have duplicates of games around here. Well, guess what we have now? So that's potentially on the horizon. It's not going to happen anytime soon, but it's in the cards, you know, it's at least on the table as an option. I have all those games. There were two games that were pending that are not going to happen. There was a Metallica that was supposed to be arriving at ZapCon, and that never happened because Iron Maiden came out and Stern never stopped the line for making Iron Maidens for like 2.5 months or something crazy like that. So Metallica and Ghostbusters Premium were put on a pretty hefty backlog. Those are the two main ones that I've read about from distributors. Is, you know, those were the ones that they were they had the highest headcount that they were needing to get run. So, anyways, that's not going to happen. And also, Alice Cooper, Nightmare Castle, he was number 384 or something like that. And also, that's not going to happen, at least not at this point in time. We all went to TPF and we got to play that, and it was definitely a fun game. It's definitely early at that stage, and they've been improving it, so you know, there is that. But yeah, just the way things turned out, those two just were not going to be feasible. Even though those are two games that I wouldn't mind having locally at some point, maybe sometime, but not today. So, anyways, yeah, that's just kind of a quick update, and had an excuse to kind of put something together. And oh, hey, yeah, so I kind of teased a toy a while ago at this point, and I got it working. So I'm gonna try to not mess this up. But yeah, so this is the current update for Tucson Pinball. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. We're still doing events, and yeah, so thanks for listening. Party on.
You know, I don't think anyone's going to tell us when to leave.
Yeah, good call, Garth. I'll bet we're just going to sit here, and when they're finished, they'll fade to black.
I can't believe they did that.
I told ya.
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth!
It's Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time!